Welcome to the Pageantry Podcast.
And today we have Nancy Mancuso with IMTA, the International Modeling and Talent Association, with us. How are you today, Nancy?
Great, Carl. How are you?
I am doing excellent. Thank you for asking, and thank you for visiting with me today.
My pleasure.
Let's talk a little bit about what IMTA is.
Well, IMTA is the International Modeling and Talent Association. We are an association of modeling and talent schools all over the United States, Canada, and a few abroad.
When was IMTA founded?
1987,
so you've got
23 years.
That has a lot of longevity, especially within the glam industry, the modeling competitions. What do you think makes you so successful?
I think the fact that our members are legit modeling and acting schools, and the kids are well-trained and prepared before they arrive. I think that makes a big difference, their total experience and their performances.
When and where do you hold the IMTA competitions?
Hold IMTA twice a year in Los Angeles in January and in New York City in July.
The philosophy behind IMTA?
The philosophy behind IMTA is that we provide an incredible experience for all of those that attend. We provide the venue, which brings major agents from all over the world and young models and actors that want to start a career together in one place, and it's pretty incredible.
What types of performances are showcased at IMTA? I mean, just modeling, just singing, what?
It's several modeling competitions, including fashion, print, runway, makeup, jeans, a TV beauty competition. Actors compete in monologues, cold reads, sitcoms, TV real people. Many, many competitions for both, and also singing and dancing.
How does someone attend IMTA? I want to become a star. How do I do that?
You can contact IMTA. You can visit us on the website, and we will get information out to you. Or you can contact a local modeling and talent school in your area, inquire whether they're a part of IMTA, and they'll set you up with an interview.
And your website would be?
IMTA.com.
IMTA.com. There you go. What can someone who attends IMTA expect? Agents, scouts, seminars?
Gosh, we have over 300 agents attend each event. Fashion scouts, personal managers, talent agents. We hold, over 40 educational seminars throughout the week in addition to the competitions. And then we hold a callback day where many, many of our models and talent have one-on-one interviews with these agents and managers.
What do the seminars impart, and who holds the seminars?
Oh, we have Al Honorato from Handprint Entertainment. We have agents from Cunningham, casting directors Barbie Block, managers T.J. Stein. There are so many. I could go on and on. Kazarian Spencer and Associates out of L.A. host many of those seminars. Tom Logan, who's a film director, he presents a wonderful seminar for the actors. There's just many, many. And those are listed on the website as well.
You know, and for many years, we've been very proud and honored to work with you to help promote your wonderful events, to attend them, to cover them, to actually even do some of our model searches there, which are featured, and you have had featured models on the cover of both Pageantry and Prom Time. But one thing we always look for, especially with IMTA, you have a lot of household names that have come out of your event. Care to mention a few?
Yes, I sure do. Probably one of the first stars was Elijah Wood, who came in 1988. Katie Holmes, Jessica Biel, Ashton Kutcher, Sean William Scott, Josh Duhamel, Ava Longoria. I could go on and on, but we're very proud of a young lady, Carissa Cameron, who was just crowned Miss America a couple of weeks ago.
And I think all of us know her name now. And
yes, we do.
But she not only attended IMTA as a competitor, did she not also come back after the experience as a chaperone?
She sure did, and she helped a lot of young people through the group that she brought achieve success as well. So she's a great little role model for the girls.
A benefit of attending IMTA?
Well, the benefits are, the exposure is incredible. You just wouldn't find it anywhere else, you know, to be able to meet these people that you couldn't get in their doors. You make new friendships, you know, literally meet people from all over the world. And you also learn about other areas of the industry if you find that modeling and acting is not for you. Photography, makeup artistry, there's just all kinds of things out there.
Is there anything that we're not touching upon that you feel is a cornerstone of IMTA that all of our listeners should know about?
I just think that it is just a wonderful, wonderful experience for anybody. It's a 6-day event, and when you get off that bus in New York or LA and start the week, you're going, you're meeting people, you're competing. It's just an incredible week, and I know I keep saying experience of a lifetime, but it really is.
And I agree. I've attended many of them, and it's a long week, a hectic week.
It is.
But as much as is involved in it, it's like over in a heartbeat.
That is true, too. That's what a lot of people say, was, wow, we just got here and it's over. But that's good. That's a compliment, because I think that means people really enjoyed themselves.
And with the excitement that goes along with being discovered, the callbacks, the opportunity to pursue the dream.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, thank you, Nancy.
Thank you, Carl. I really enjoyed this, and I look forward to seeing it online.